I, Brandy, make a motion to waive the Greenwich Beach location for now and retain our vending rights, even though they said they're going to remove their machine, just in case. We'll take that.
Can I get a second on that?
No, Dave, I'll second it.
All right, motion made by Brandy to waive the Greenwich Golf Course but retain our rights to vending. Seconded by Dave Pelagi. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Any opposed say no. Any abstentions? Then the motion carries. And where does that bring us? That brings us up to facility updates.
Okay. All right. We were talking Camp Net. All right, yeah. So facility updates. Camp Net has officially launched. Brandy's the operator. Brandy, I'll give you a minute to update everybody. But I just wanted to let everyone know that that's finally has occurred, and it appears that Camp Net is pleased. Brandy, I believe you're pleased. You want to add anything to that?
No, it's going. It's still in the startup thing, so we're still bringing things in and figuring things out. But they seem very pleased. There were a lot of people today. The two times that I stopped in, there were a lot of people in there grabbing energy drinks.
Good.
So, and the guy that is actually going to be stocking it for us is military himself. So that really helps with him also identifying and agreeing, like, hey, we need to bring these things in and have more of this stuff. So I think it's going to go really well.
Good, good, good. It's a nice little spot too. I haven't seen it finished, but I think it's going to do well, especially during the periods of training. And Brandy's working with Camp Net to add garments and so forth, above and beyond what your traditional micro market typically carries. So I think it's going to be well utilized and be a good addition
Where is it?
Brandy, what's the it's Camp Net.
Camp Net in Niantic. The National Guard base in Niantic. It's called Camp Net. Gotcha. That's the name of the base.
Cool.
So that's good. Good, good, good. We always like when everyone's happy. So
how big is it? This is Adam. I just had a question. How big is the Camp Net that you were talking about?
The Micro Mart's a standard. The base itself is pretty large. They do a lot of training. It is the National Guard training for this part of the state. But the Micro Mart itself is just a normal 12 by 12 room. Normal coolers and stacks.
Okay. Thank you.
Greenwich Beach. So at this time, I'm still waiting to hear back in regards to our amended proposal to operate the 2024 season at Greenwich Beach. We've asked for some changes to our future operation, and one of the changes is to possibly include our ability to work with a disability group in the southern part of the state, Fairfield County, by the name of Ableist. This group we've had some interactions with. They currently operate they operate the Island Beach at Greenwich. But they also, through the connections with Greenwich, are willing to work with Sovi in providing staff for her to assist her in the North Stand at Greenwich Beach. So that is big, because the way their program works is they place clients into these positions, and they fund 100% their clients' salaries or their payroll. So we've identified this past season the North Stand to not be as profitable as it requires to, you know, make a decent salary when you factor in the folks, the amount of people you need to staff that side. So we've had a meeting with Ableist, and they are definitely on board to support Sovi in her need at the North Stand. So if that works out, that's going to be huge for Sovi, and allow her to really focus on the south side of the Greenwich Beach. In addition to that, We've asked for a reduction for the annual fee. You know, that seems to have been a bit high in the sense of coming off of a season where every weekend it just about rained. So, you know, obviously these seasonal locations are predicated off of good weather. So just to kind of protect Sovi's future, we've asked for a reduction in that. All in all, the park was extremely satisfied with Sovi's ability to operate these past two seasons, and are looking forward to her resuming. But, you know, there's a lot of people involved as to yay or nay our proposal. But I do believe that we're going to land somewhere in which will allow Sovi to resume for the third season. So while staying on that and me mentioning ableist, this disability program out in Fairfield County, I did reach out to them. We've had internal discussions last week, field reps and so forth, on how we can, you know, potentially offer hands-on training for those individuals who have interest in one day operating, you know, larger concession opportunities. Not calling anyone out. I know, Karan, you and I have had several conversations from the beginning of your, you know, your interest in the program about your future interests of operating. So with that being said, one of the challenges, obviously, is that we just don't have facilities in which we can train operators to, you know the hands-on responsibilities in which it takes to operate these larger concessions, especially these seasonal locations in which, you know, get hammered. So you got to have the ability, the experience to execute the roles and responsibilities in case your staff ever, you know, either quit, gets fired, or just doesn't show up. So with that said, I did reach back out to ableist to see if they had any programs in which they would be able to potentially train individuals outside of their program who have an interest of learning hands-on. And I did get a response back, and they stated that they do. And so they're going to provide me additional information as to what that might look like. So this way I can, you know, potentially double back to you all as to what they offer, and see if I can get you guys or get anyone interested in that area, because ableist only works in Fairfield County. You know, get you enrolled into their program to get you prepared for the opportunity. You know, anytime you take on any of these big opportunities, it's tough, unfortunately, when municipal locations come to us with these opportunities, because they're coming to us last minute. And that's going to lead us to, obviously, talking about Fairfield and the beach, but they're coming to us with like 5 days or a month. That's not enough time for anyone realistically to make a decision of importance that way, unless you are just really ready to go. And so what I want to do is try to get individuals ready to go. So when we do get these municipal locations tapping at our door, it's a different energy. It's a different confidence. It's you know, we have a confidence of surety instead of, you know, I don't know, you know, I've only got a week to decide, and you're not prepared, you know. So that's what I'm working on, trying to build these relationships to be able to identify training areas eventually for all parts of the state. But right now I'm focused on Fairfield County. And so this way, when operators are looking to expand or want to expand, we can put you in a position to learn and get all the necessary training required to be able to give you the confidence to execute the responsibilities for these larger locations in which they will come. They're coming like clockwork, but we got to get you right.
All right. I think that concludes the facility updates. That brings us up to date there. So vacation payments
have been made. I just put it on because I wasn't sure if you got them, but I from what I've understand, majority of you have all, you should have received them. I made a little error for some of you seasonal locations, but don't worry, I corrected that, so you'll get your second half of that I'm sure by next week. So vacation payments have been made. Just wanted to let you guys know that.
Yeah, and most of us received ours. Now, moving forward, is that something we need to vote on every year? And whereabouts would that come into play? Like what month, what meeting?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question because, honestly, I don't like paying vacation payments now because the year isn't over, right? So it makes no sense. I honestly think they should probably fall the following year, to be honest with you. Yeah. It that makes the sense. I mean, you got to satisfy a year before getting paid for vacation. You know what I mean? Like, so unless we just decide to have a special meeting in the month of January to say, oh, I did my 12 months, and you don't want to wait till March, you could do that. But realistically, it should be March of the following year.
I think when we started doing this, that's when what was happening. It was we were getting them in like April, I remember. And then somehow, so, you know, you might have to finish that year to say, hey, I didn't utilize a field rep's time. Whereas now we're getting it and we're anticipating not using that time.
Exactly.
So, you know, so it's like, okay, what if you got the payment and then you decided, hey, you know what, I need the field rep to cover me because something came up, whatever, I'm taking a big, and then you already got the payment. So,
right, now you're writing a check back to Besman.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, Tyrell, I have a question. Tyrell, I have a question. Shelly, the vacation pay, is it coming out of the? It's coming out of the whole BEP pot, correct?
Correct.
Now, my next point to that is our whole the BEP thing. Don't we go by the federal fiscal year?
We go by federal fiscal year. But we don't operate, our budget doesn't work off a period of performance, which means that our money is able to roll over. The only thing that I'm sensitive about in regards to funds being received before I can pay, and I hate to go back, but I just want to let you all know, because this is important context, is that when you guys are getting your vending route commission payments, I cannot pay you. From an audit standpoint, I cannot pay you until we, the agency, receives the funds for the period in which you've audited. So, for example, if we're talking about, so yeah, we have $2 million in the bank. So, you know, if someone's thinking, well, how come I'm waiting for my money? You have the money, you have the report. Uh-uh. Your funds are reflective of the funds earned for the machines for the period in which you've audited. So you got to keep that in mind that I just can't cut checks for if because that's passed through money. The agency isn't retaining any of your commissions, right? We're passing it through. It's like the money came in. It should be considered separate of what's in the savings. The money came in, and now I'm giving it to you. It's not we have money, so just give it to me and keep it. From an audit standpoint, it has to reflect the period in which. You've audited.
No, I wasn't really talking about auditing. I was just talking about the vacation pay. That was just
I agree.
If it's coming from the whole pot, but you already answered that, it's not.
Right.
We're not on a fiscal basis. We're on a year-to-year basis. That was my only question.
Right. No, I just wanted
so
to add
go
that
by
context
the fiscal
to that.
Year versus that year. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We go federal fiscal year.
And Tyrell, I have a question about the vacation pay too. Mm-hmm. Is it only for people who have locations or people who are doing just a federal vending route? For example, I don't know about anyone else, but like I haven't received anything yet.
Yeah, so vacation pay is going to be for if you have an operation, it doesn't matter your route. I gotta check and see why yours hasn't been processed, Karan. But you would get a vacation payment, but that is you are vending routes, yeah. So you're vending routes. So no, it would be applicable to anybody. Vacation payments is applicable to anybody that's in the program. Now whether you get 50% or you get 100% is predicated off of your roles and responsibilities.
Okay.
Day to day individuals are getting 100%. What do we say? Vending route and micro markets are 50%, right?
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to state employees' telework allowances.
Yeah, just wanted to update you all really quick that we as an agency, have been allotted the opportunity to telework again for the next 6 months, January to June 24. So just as an FYI.
And that probably is going to stand true until the contracts are up. Some of them are up next year and some not until 2025, if I'm correct in that.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be ongoing until then is my assumption. All right, moving on to Mini Randolph Shepherd state regulations update.
Yeah, so Carol, myself, and Andrew have finally finished our edits to the draft in which you all presented to us, I don't know, probably 2 years ago, year and a half ago. But we've made our edits, and I'm going to look to get that back to you guys in the coming weeks. Andrew is going to officially no longer be part of our agency at the end of the year, so in my mind, I was happy that he was able to assist with this, because he had a lot of prior knowledge and he did a lot of the edits and grammatics legally in it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to forward that back to you all. You all can take a look, digest it. A lot of the changes were grammatical changes just in reference to the times, you know what I mean, more or less. But there were some slight changes which should be identified within that draft, so you guys can take a look at it. Once you take a look at it, I think the next process would likely be we would then forward that to our new attorney, Paul Grabowski. He may take a look at it, and then I'm assuming we probably have the eyes of Commissioner Porter. She'll review it, and then we would likely want to forward it to RSA and get their blessings before bringing it to legislation change, because if we do all this and RSA goes, it's kind of work that was wasted. So we want to take the appropriate steps, but the key was at least we have what we feel to be a sound amended draft. So be on the lookout for that. That's coming.
All right. That moves us on to, I believe it's Jefferson Beach in Fairfield.
Yeah, I sprung that on you all pretty quick. Unfortunately, I just got it. And again, I felt like we had two options. We could discuss it today, possibly make a vote on it today, or, give you guys some time to digest it in 2 weeks and have a meeting in 2 weeks. But basically with Jefferson, it's a beach located in Fairfield. I did visit that location as well Friday. Nice beach. Really beautiful beach, to be honest. I'd never been there. Nice concession stand. I took a picture of their menu. They seem to offer more or less above quality beach food. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that the current operator there now is associated with a restaurant in town. I did go on that restaurant's website, and they make pretty good gourmet foods, and the menu at the beach kind of reflects that. So obviously there's a level of offering in which I would say is above and beyond what we're currently offering. Not to say that we couldn't satisfy that. I always say you're as good as your team, so I'll never disqualify our ability. But again, it's I think the town missed acknowledging to us our first right, and so the current concessionaire's agreement is up, and they're looking for someone to resume in 2024. I did ask for P&L information, profit and loss information. However, they were unable to provide that information to me, but was able to provide the monthly rental fee, in which was paid this past 2023 season, and that was a monthly amount of $28,810.18. You can look at that two different ways. One, that place does very good business. Or two, the person's not looking to resume, can't possibly be looking to resume if they aren't. So with that said, I think it's a hopping beach. I did have internal discussions with Nick. Nick is familiar with the area, and he also believes that was a likely a viable location. But again, they're coming to us you know, in the last hours, and I don't know, or I know for a fact, we do not have an operator at the moment qualified in that area, existing operator, to execute the roles and responsibilities for this location.
Yeah, they
Karan,
also...
I'm going to mute you, Karan. Oh, he's good. Yeah, so, no worries. So, you know, when we're talking about some, just what I've read, it's pretty aggressive location, at, you know, so you got to be well prepared to take this on.
Well, it
and
also
there's no
said
equipment.
That,
just add that.
Well, that was the third point I was going to make. The first, that 28,000 you're talking about is actually going up in 2024. It didn't say to what, but it said it was going to increase in 2024. So you're looking at probably 30 grand a month. And then it had stipulations on your staff. Like the operator has to have like more, at least 2 years experience, and so does the staff that you employ. Kind of, that seems tough these days to get a, you know, staffing issues. And then the thing you just mentioned was my third point. It's out of my.
Yeah. No. I think. Yeah, between the equipment, the experience in which they're required. Yeah, they had like a grading system. So, yeah, they wanted experience. And the current concessionaire, like I stated, is a restaurant owner. Or I should just say that restaurant is spent off into running that concession stand. So you can understand where, you know, they can kind of satisfy the request of the park at this time because they're already established. And to your point, they have the employees in place. The goal, in my mind, is to get ourselves prepared for future opportunity in this manner. And so this is where I double back to say that any operator who's looking to expand on such opportunity can't just wait for the program, but has to do their own due diligence in getting themselves prepared. I've suggested to several people, maybe I don't even know if it was on this call, but I know several new individuals who have interest in our program, that if they have no kitchen experience, if they have no restaurant experience, then you may have to obtain that personally. You may have to go for Subway part-time. You may have to go to McDonald's part-time. You may have to go to Burger King part-time. And for no other reason than to understand and learn from some of these bigger entities' process and understanding, you know, just every step of the way of how to execute the roles and responsibilities that mirror what you're looking to do in the future. So you can't just wait around on Besby to put you in the position because it's a new day. We don't have the facilities and we don't have the capacity to give you that training. So when there's somewhere local in your area that's hiring, but yet your end goal is to do something bigger in BEP, you got to do something for yourself. I'll try my best to put you in a position of training, but training does not truly mirror reality. And I think all of you that have had and that operate large locations, being trained one-on-one is not the same as opening that door and having 15 people waiting for something. It's not the same. So you need to get that and be able to kind of get yourself acclimated to, you know, pressure, to be honest with you. So I want these opportunities in the future for us, but we got to position ourselves to be able to get it.
This is Brandy. I would just like to volunteer my place and myself. If anybody wants to come and spend the summer with me, I'm gladly willing to put them as an employee and take them on, because I think I've said this numerous times and say it again. The summer I spent with Rich was so valuable to me and made me as successful as I have been. He really gave me great insight and great footing to like take off running, and I really credit my success to that summer I was able to spend with him. So I would be definitely willing to do that for anybody that wanted to do so. You know, I know I'm only seasonal, but again, I'd be willing to open an employee spot for you so that you could learn firsthand and experience 4th of July.
That's awesome. No, and thank you, Brandy, because it is important, you know, investing in yourself. Obviously, you know, transportation sometimes an issue and so forth, but how bad, you know, what you put in is what you're going to get out. And if you really want these opportunities, you got to bend yourself, you know, pretty flexible to position yourself for your future. Because as you all see on these calls, and, you know, unfortunately me hitting you all with these last minute requests, the opportunities are coming our way. They're coming our way. So now it's up to you, in, you know, internally to position yourself to be able to obtain this.
Well, the other thing is we're starting to think outside the box too. So these opportunities that once came to us 10 years ago, we were just throwing them aside like, oh, we just can't do it. We can't do it. Well, we don't have other locations to fall back on. So we're going to have to start doing it. So it is important to be prepared for, you know, when these last minute things come up.
Yep.
Any other questions or comments on this particular location? Based on my opinion here is, you know, the late notice and the no profit and loss and $30,000 a year, a month rental fee, I just think that sounds a little astronomical. I mean, what's that divided times 12? What that's going to be a year? So at this point, I think it might be our best interest to waive, but that's I'll leave that for the committee if anyone wants to make a motion to waive or accept.
Oh, well, Mr. Shelley, I'm sorry, Keith. I know you asked the question. It popped in my head while you were talking real quick. Those, the requirements, are they really requirements by the town that whoever takes over falls in line with the 2 years this, the 2 years that? They're dictating what the operation should actually start off with. That's generally what you guys are saying.
So I think we got to keep in mind that our first right gives us the first right of opportunity, but it doesn't set the rules as to how we walk in. We still have to follow, you know, the business, the building's request. And so in the case like this, for example, not just really quick, like when Sovi took Greenwich, they wanted to make sure she was served safe and so forth. So yeah, there are certain requests in which can be made by the town that we have to satisfy regardless of our first right, before we can, you know, before they give us the opportunity.
Anyone from the committee want to make a motion?
Dave, I'll make a motion that we waive Jefferson Beach Fairfield.
Can I get a second on that?
Remember, retaining vending opportunities, if at all, ever possible.
Okay.
Existing, otherwise.
This is Rich. I'll second it.
All right. I got a motion by Dave to accept our, to waive our first right of refusal for Jefferson Beach and Fairfield, retaining our right to vending. Seconded by Rich. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions? Then the motion carries. And that brings us into agency matters with agency update.
All right, just really quick. I know we're pressing for time. I just want to let you all know, not to sound like a beating a horse down, but anyhow, Fiscal has made it very clear that they continue to have some staff shortage issues. In addition, they did hire two new individuals who are actively being trained, and they have plans on hiring two additional fiscal members. So at this time, I just ask that you all be patient with the payments in which you're set to receive. In addition, be patient with the payments in which you've made to the agency for whatever you're responsible for paying, whether it's your health insurance or your retirement, what have you. There's just delays on both ends, but they're working to, kind of establishing normalcy in the near future. I predict that this will likely be a concern for several more months, but I just want to let you know, be patient. Should you have any questions in regards to payments, you can always just check in to see if they've been processed, if anything's been missed, or, you know, if you need me to verify if a payment that you made to the agency has been received, I'll be more than happy to do that. But that's all I just really wanted to do in regards to agency update.
All right. Thank you. That brings us up to open forum. Anyone that's not a committee member that has any questions, comments or concerns, this is now the time to bring